In Northwest News from KPLU, a group of protesters have told Seattle school board members they're concerned the district is not doing enough to protect students from sexual violence. Their concerns stem from a Garfield High School student's allegation that another student sexually assaulted her during a school field trip 2 years ago. A warning, this story outlines an incident some listeners might find disturbing. On November 7th, 2012, on an overnight trip to a nature camp on the Olympic Peninsula, a 15-year-old sophomore from Garfield High School snuck into the boys' cabin. That's where, she says, a boy, a fellow Garfield student, forced her to have sex. The boy would tell a district investigator months later the sex was consensual, but the girl's father, who we're not naming here to protect her privacy, says her mental health quickly deteriorated.
We weren't really, you know, thinking about so much, you know, well, about investigating this. We thought the district would be doing that.
In fact, federal law requires the district to immediately investigate sexual assault allegations, even if a criminal inquiry is still going on. But the girl's family says the district didn't start conducting formal interviews until months later. By that time, the girl was in treatment out of state for post-traumatic stress disorder and couldn't give an interview. The resulting district investigation said there wasn't enough information to conclude an assault took place. Sylvie Namet, a 2013 Garfield High School graduate, was one of a dozen protesters holding signs in the district's school board meeting.
I find it pretty appalling and also not surprising. I mean, I'm not surprised that Garfield would want to try to prove a victim a liar in order to not have to deal with the consequences.
During the board meeting, Seattle's interim superintendent Larry Nyland said the district has changed how it will handle sexual assault claims in the future as a direct result of this case.
An incident of great concern to each of us, and one that we need to learn from and take vigorous action in terms of improving our practices.
Two separate criminal investigations resulted in no charges against the male student in the case. The girl, now 17, never did return to Garfield High School. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.